Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Let's get to our Friday regulars. Brad Gray is there from Racing New South Wales. Morning to you, Brad.
Good morning, Andrew. This is my favourite day of the year as far as race days go. I can't wait. It's going to be an absolute beautiful meeting. Hopefully the weather's good for us. And just when you thought Golden Slipper Day couldn't get any better, the punters are treated to Dave Stanley singing KCN on the radio. It doesn't get much better than that, does it?
Yeah, no, it was ratings really did dip away for that 30 seconds.
I can imagine.
But, Jimmy will be up and pumping tomorrow, and I reckon there with his jacket off and just really lapping it up. Simon Dinopoulos, Racing and Sports. Morning, Simon.
Yeah, morning, Andrew. Morning, Brad. Yeah, certainly pumped for race Slipper Day tomorrow. I think it is. Probably the best day in Sydney of the year. Just hoping that track is on the improve, but if not, we've still got a special day's racing. Obviously, Winx, just the second time, a second last career start, going to the QE, all things on track for her there. And then obviously the Autumn Sun getting out beyond a mile for the first time. And then obviously the Slipper, and yeah, look, really looking forward to it.
Track condition, we're just going to have to hang off. The forecast is there for 40% possible showers, but you know, maybe we can get to a 7 or a 6 if the weather stays clear tomorrow. Brad, that's going to be the key. There'll be trainers that won't mind the wet, and there'll be trainers that want it to improve.
Yeah, well, hopefully if we get it to a 6, then everyone can have their chance, and those horses that like the cutout and those that prefer it a bit firmer, so there'll be no excuses. So that'd be an ideal result for everyone.
All right. Now, a few of your tips, guys. We've spoken with a few of them this morning, particularly Chris Waller and David Payne. We spoke with him earlier. Let's get cracking. We'll start with you, Simon. You like something in the Mannion Cup tomorrow.
Yeah, I think it is one of the better of the days, Shra Rowe. Really impressive. I think in two runs back, obviously, he's finished ninth first up over 1,500, but he actually closed off pretty well there and clearly relished to step up to 2,000 metres last start. He was a sectional star behind Higham and took a good step forward from a ratings perspective and should give him the perfect platform now stepping up to 2,400 metres. It was quite a training performance from Chris Waller in his Australian debut, winning at Flemington over 2,800 metres on a testing track. Did that first up off the plane there. So now he's had the two runs, and generally with these imports, they're always better at their second prep. And judging by his ratings, he's certainly trending that way. He hasn't been marked far off his prior best form in the UK, which is a great sign for the Chris Waller stable, as there looks to be more to come from this Son of Caesar Stars. From the inside draw, expecting to settle a bit close to the speed there tomorrow. He got a long way back from the awkward draw last start, but I think Kieran want to be a little bit more positive with him, especially stepping up to 2,400 metres. No concerns with the prospect of a wet track for him, and I think with clear air, he's certainly going to be very hard to beat and one of the leading contenders heading towards the Sydney Cup. So race 3, number 10, Shra Rowe.
All right, so that's $3.40 before the early bird specials kick in at midday. You might want to wait on all of these just to see what TAB offers, but $3.40 at the moment. As I say every Friday, I love a clash between our two Friday regulars, and we've got one in the Group 1 Ran Vet. Brad, you're finding one here with a bit of value.
Yeah, I think this is the roughie of the day, Andrew. The Taj Mahal, about $26 at the moment with the TAB early bird, will certainly get a little bit better. I can't find a lot of speed in the Ran Vet this year, which I think makes this bloke a worthy gambler at the odds. As we've come to learn with Lloyd Williams' own gallopers, they're formidable when they turn up in Sydney. They go up that extra cog. And although this horse is well beaten in the Australian Cup, which has been a good form reference for this race in the past, he produced a very similar run second up last time before winning third up. So he's got that nice profile. I think we can expect a peak run for him, at least for this campaign, which has him somewhere in the mix. Two runs back this time, and he's had Trap for Fools rolling all out in front of him, which has allowed the back markers to sweep into the race. A different setup here. And although the import He's Eminent is probably going to be positive from the gate and keep him company, I don't think they'll break any records out in front. So if Brett Preble can get an easy enough time, pinch a break on the in the home straight, I think he's going to give us a really good sight. That's race 6, number 4.
As our listeners know, Lloyd tries to help me. He sends through the occasional text when I ask for it, and I did this morning. I said, thoughts around tomorrow at Rose Hill. He's replied, Brad, all going okay. Thumbs up. They are in Sydney. Taj, great chance at odds. Lloyd.
There you go. Well, that's an extra little push for the punters there.
Thought I might just mention that, giving you $26. We'll wait for the midday early birds for Taj Mahal. But out to spoil the party, of course, is Dinopoulos. What have you like here, Simon?
Yeah, sticking with the Chris Waller stable, hoping he has a good day tomorrow. I'm with Unforgotten to beat Avilius. Obviously, got to forgive a good horse one bad run, Avilius, but I think Unforgotten is the way you want to go tomorrow, certainly at the each-way odds. I think her two runs back this time in have been very good, obviously safely held behind Starmare Wink. But she's tracking along nicely. Just the second time we've seen her beyond a mile since winning the Oaks. Obviously had excuses in the Ladbroke Stakes last preparation, but only a light spring, and I think they're going to pay dividends now. Two runs back suggests she should be ready to peak third up. And Hugh Bowman, obviously a key booking. She's won three or four on her home track, and I certainly think she'll relish step up to 2,000 metres. Bit of a tricky draw for her, but trust in Hugh Bowman to get her into the right spot. Interesting to see what the tempo is like. Sometimes when there's no speed on paper, they generally overdo it. So we'll have to wait and see how it does play out. But I think obviously with the mare's allowance, she's certainly well treated. And I think if she gets back to what she produced in the Oaks, she's going to be in the finish for sure. So race six, number 12, Unforgotten.
Yeah, $6 before the early bird is Unforgotten. So we move then to race eight, the Group 1 Galaxy. And it's a full field of 13 at this stage. Red Zell's the favourite over Nature Strip. It was interesting, boys, Brad, did you hear Chris Waller about Nature Strip?
No, but I had a good chat to him on Thursday morning at the Winx call, and he was, I don't know what he said to you, but I imagine it'd be pretty similar in that they were keen to reinvent the horse a little bit, maybe riding with a bit of cover. I don't think the barrier allows for that, but he said that if the horse is three wide into his rhythm, that wouldn't be a bad spot with him. So certainly an interesting runner there on Saturday looking to get him to settle.
It will be. Like a horse that's come back from running down in Melbourne.
Yeah, I like Graf here. I think this race sets up really nice for this horse. There's so much speed in this race, as we know. Ball of Muscle only knows one way. You've got Nature Strip punching up from 10, and then you've got Jungle Edge, which is the potential leader in the race, kicking up from barrier 3. So they're going to really hum. Graf drawn 2 just gets a lovely suck run in behind these. I think they might just peel off the fence at this time, so you might be looking for Brenton Abdullah to come up the fence and then just get off a touch himself. So I think it profiles really nice for him. 52 kilos on his back, and if he's going to win a race this campaign, I think it's certainly this one. You go back to his early three-year-old form, he was really explosive, winning over the Rosehill 1,100 metres on a wet track in the San Domenico in the spring. So, as I say, I think he's dangerously weighted there with 52 kilos, 7.5 off Red Zell up the top, so he'll face a little bit of a task to hold him out. So that's race 8, number 6.
Red Zell, currently at $5, and they've left the blinkers on because they expect it to be a fast race and around the bend. So blinkers staying on Graf, as you mentioned. Simon, your last is also in the Galaxy.
Yeah, I think away from the slipper, it's the betting race of the day. You're going to be a lot of differing opinions in this. I think Berrettine is one of the gambles of the day. I'm hoping he'll get on Graf back at some stage in the race. And just, I know he hasn't won in over 500 days, but happy to ignore that stat. I think he's a new horse since being gelded. He's following the same path as what he did last year, running in the challenge first up. And certainly got a lot closer to Red Zell this year. Obviously, Ball of Muscle won that race, but Berrettine was the run of the race. He's clearly the best sectionals on the day, fastest 8 and 600 metres. As mentioned, he trialled well after being gelded and certainly put the writing on the wall first up. The wet track is a somewhat query. I don't think he'll want it too heavy. I know he's performed well on top to heavy going previously, but I do think he is better on top of the ground. But in saying that, at the weight, given he started hard in the market in this race last year, no match for Inno Time on that occasion, but did stick on well to the line to finish third. He carried 51 kilos there as a three-year-old, now only has 52 as a four-year-old. He's clearly the weight horse in the race. He gets into a perfect spot for Tim Clark. He'll appreciate the strong tempo, and at $6, certainly happy to bet up in the race. I think he is one of the gambles of the day. Race 8, number 4, Berrettine.
Yeah, 6:50 right now before the early bird kicking at midday. So that's Simon's tip in the Galaxy Berrettine. And Brad, you like one in the last tomorrow?
Yeah, all too soon for me. I was interested to see if Simon was going to stick with this mare. He's jumped off, I'm jumping on. I think she was forgivable there last start in the aspiration. She finished 7th, but I think she's worth another chance. She looks to me like a horse that's come back a little bit more dour this time in, so she was always facing a task there, especially on a dry deck, staying at the mile, second up. Her late price drifted as well, which suggested as much. This is much more suitable, out to 1,900 metres, a sting out of the ground. And I imagine this has been her autumn grand final all along, so I think we can expect to see her bounce back. As I say, I think she's a genuine staying type. And I wouldn't be surprised if she got out even further, and maybe towards a 2,400 metres in time, and improve quite strong at the trip. She wasn't beaten far by I'm Serious and Dixie Blossoms. That was in a Group 3 company over the spring. And then she gave away a couple of impossible starts there at the back end of the campaign. So I think she'll be close enough, if good enough, from the draw. Really nice setup. Really even race. But I think she's the one that we can play with a little bit of confidence there in the last. Race 9, number 3.
Yeah, David Payne joined us out here earlier. He said just put a pencil through the last run when it was simply ridden too close. So up to 1900 was certainly a key point as well. So they're the boys' best. Simon Donopoulos, 310. I've written down Unforgotten numbers. Unforgotten is 612. Thank you. And Viridine is 88. They're Simon's. And for Brad Gray, it's the Taj Mahal, which is 64. Graf is 86. And All Too Soon is 93. Good on you, Simon. We'll chat to you tomorrow morning from 8 o'clock.
Yeah, looking forward to it, Andrew. I'll talk to you then.
Thanks, mate. Simon Donopoulos, Racing and Sports. And Brad, lots of info up on the Racing New South Wales website through the day.
Yep, definitely. And all across our social media channels as well.
Good on you. Thanks, mate. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Andrew.